Captain Glenn Miller speaking for the Army Air Forces Training Command Orchestra, and we hope that you soldiers of the Allied Forces enjoy these B-discs that we're making just for you.
To all of you why I chose to open tonight's program with that piece of music, then maybe you don't get it after all. And yet I know there's a few of you out there, probably a declining few, that will remember that piece of music from a bygone era. Glenn Miller, St. Louis Blues March, a little jazzy, definitely a piece of music left over from World War II. For those of you that are too young to remember it or maybe never saw a film called The Glenn Miller Story, well, the crackling noise was because that piece of music came off an old 78 record. What do you think of that? Anybody out there remember 78 RPM records? To all my brothers and sisters out there, happy Veterans Day. If you can say happy. I guess I've never understood that. As life, as the years have gone on, and those of us who served in any police action or any war begun to realize who it was all fought for. The bankers. Corporatocracy, the brothers and the sisters of the bankers, and the families of the bankers. Good evening. Welcome to a Friday night Life Liberty, Life Liberty and all that jazz right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett, live on this Veterans Day, 11-11-11. How many of you went out and got a hold of your bookie and placed a bet today or bought a lottery ticket? What is it in this country? The only people that are supporting those numbers rackets, and that's what they are. My father, a World War II vet, used to run numbers with my uncle, his brother, back in the day. He was running them for the mob. The government comes along and says, oh, no, no, you can't run numbers. That's gambling. That's illegal. Then the government comes back and says, but we want to give you a lottery, baby. Stick around. We'll be back as we listen to the marvelous scat of Roberta Graham Gamberini.
For that bitter, better sound is like a tapping sound. Yes, a sound of joy lingering on, over and out. Can't you hear the sound of joy and happiness coming over?
Extend your life with the Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Oh, brother, can you spare dime?
Oh, welcome back, Richard Connick. Bring us in on a Friday. And one of these days I have to bring the old Bing Crosby piece. Hey, a little Dick Powell. We're in the money. We're in the money. I'm in one of those moods tonight. After I get off, I got to go out to the opera tonight. It's the second opera of the season. I'm not sure what to expect out of this opera. It's called Obama. Oh, I'm sorry. It's called Faust. The devil, one of the same. This is a tough couple of weeks for the Democratic narrative about what's wrong with America going into the 2012 election cycle. I mean, basically, they've just kind of been mugged by reality, kicked in the butt. Goody. Democratic narrative had the beauty of simplicity. Those evil Republicans and their fat cat buddies on Wall Street, they did it. Vote for us instead. Well, that simple narrative was fashioned by the chief race baiter himself, his campaign team, and their allies in the mainstream media. They were all marching in lockstep. They have been the leaders of organized labor and the Occupy Wall Street crowd. It's been financed by the unions and by Soros and the organizations he helps fund. The Occupy Wall Street crowd has only been what Lenin called useful idiots. Simple as I say, but false. you might even, if you were me, call it an example of the big lie. That's because the Democrats' narrative doesn't match reality. I don't think I'm jumping on the old Republican bandwagon here, Jack, because Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs ain't quite cutting the mustard. It was reality which came crashing in over the last 3 weeks for the Democrats. Turns out that a lot of those fat cats on Wall Street, the millionaires and billionaires, as Obama likes to call them, are, well, they're Democrats. Say hello to Blue Wall Street, baby. Each week has told the American electorate an inconvenient truth about the reality of the Democrat Party. The drip, drip, drip of revelations is continuing as well. But not that revelations. That's a different story, and it's coming to a theater near you quite soon. First, there was the federal indictment in New York 3 weeks ago of one Rajat Gupta, a man that has all the glittering prizes, Harvard Business School, former global head of McKinsey & Company, former Goldman Sachs director, weren't they all, former AMR director, former Procter & Gamble director, New York apartment and homes in Westport, Connecticut, Florida, and elsewhere. Sat on all the right charities, served on all the right philanthropies. Seems like Gupta ought to be the poster boy for the OWS movement, right? Cat was a master of the universe, as Tom Wolfe christened them in the book Bonfire of the Vanities. But here was the problem. Rajat Gupta was major Democratic contributor. October 28th, an online outfit called Newsmeet posted an abstract of campaign finance report filed with the Federal Election Commission. It was revealing, not to say embarrassing, not only had Gupta given $2,500 to the 2008 presidential campaign of one Barack Obama. In the last five election cycles, defendant Gupta, who has pleaded not guilty and is free on bail of $10 million and whose lawyers promising a robust defense, had also written large checks to the following other Democrats. $1,000 to Hillary, $25,000 to John Kerry. Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, $53,000. And that's... $46,000 spread among 11 different Democratic House and Senate candidates, including Christopher Dodd, head of the Senate committee, which regulates Wall Street. Now, to his credit, Ben Smith at Politico reported the story the same day that some other folks did, but it otherwise sank without a trace. Nothing to see here. People keep on moving along. Just go away. But the reality check for the demagogues and the left wing was just getting started. Obama, the Democratic Party's connection to Wall Street has been, shall we say, grossly underreported. Of course, Obama got the lion's share of finances campaign contributions in '08. Of course, there's always been serious questions about where and how those campaign contributions came in, $25 or less, coming in on a credit card from anywhere in the world, and there was no accounting for any of it. Of course, in addition to the moolah, Wall Street has supplied numerous persons in Obama's immediate circle of power, including current White House Chief of Staff, although he was recently somewhat deposed, Bill Daley, former White House Chief of Staff and current Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel. By the way, Bill Daley, of course, is the brother of the recently retired Richard M. Daley. No, not Richard M. Daley. Well, one of the Daleys, and of course, son of Daddy Boss. Of course, there was former car czar, current MSNBC contributor Steve Rattner, who had his own, shall we say, run-in with the federal security laws. He paid $6.2 million settlement in 2010 to the SEC, and yet he's part of Obama's inner circle. Let's not forget former White House economic advisor Larry Summers, former New York Fed chairman and current Treasury Secretary Little Timmy Geithner. So last week, There comes a second embarrassing proof of Blue Wall Street's commanding role in the Obama administration. Former, here we go again, Goldman Sachs co-chief, defeated New Jersey governor, former U.S. senator, and now disgraced CEO of bankrupt Wall Street firm MF Global, John Corzi. He was forced to resign when his firm tanked. There's already separate criminal and regulatory investigations underway as well. A lot of investor money is reportedly missing. FBI is hot on the case. And, of course, then everybody at MF got laid off today. They got fired. The entire employee base at MF Global got fired today, out on the street. There's another 1,000 people in the unemployment lines come Monday. Of course, Corzine, he lawyered up. His salary at MF Global was $4.28 million in cash and benefits in the 2 years ending March of 2011. As part of his resignation, Corzine did agree to forego a reported $12 million severance package. His stock options, of course, are now worthless. Well, surely this Wall Street fat cat is a Republican, right? Fetch the pitchforks, baby. Let's start the step. No, sirree, Bob. Just like Rajat Gupta, Corzine is a big Democratic contributor. In fact, Corzine makes Rajat Gupta look like a piker. So far this year, Corzine reportedly gave $55,800 to the Democrats. In the 2010 election cycle, Corzine gave $103,500 to Democratic candidates, including the maximum allowed of $5,000 to guess who? Uncle Remus. Of course, he did some bundling, too. Not bungle, bundle. Corzine reportedly raised over $500,000 for the Democrats. November the 3rd, the head of the Republican National Committee called on Obama to give back the over $500,000, which he said Corzine raised from other contributors on behalf of Mr. Obama, his by God. So, hey, baby, this is fun. I've been liking these kind of stories. Yeah. But wait, if you call now, there's more. We'll double the offer. Until MF Global blew up last week, Corzine was being touted as a contender to be Obama's next Treasury Secretary. Now, it even turns out that the head of the Commodity Futures Trading Commissions, once of the regulating, which in investigating MF Global and Corzine, has had to recuse himself from the investigation. Why? Because he used to work for Corzine at, wait, that's right, Goldman Sachs. Oh, my friends, I could go on, but come on, why bother? That's really all you need to know. But, yeah, come on, let's have some fun, let's go on. Because there's even more. If you order now, we'll even send you a free gift. A third bomb went off this week after the Le Fer Cousin exploded like the Hindenburg over Lakewood, New Jersey. Oh, the humanities. This past Monday, the Washington Post let the cat out of the bag on more embarrassing facts. Number one, Wall Street is the biggest contributor this election cycle to Barack Obama. Wall Street has made more money in the 3 years of Obama's presidency than under the 8 years of it's Bush's fault. And Wall Street's bonuses have more than recovered from the dip during the crash of 08. The truth, as the saying goes, will set you free. Hallelujah. And the truth about the link between Blue Wall Street and the Democrats has now gone viral. The Democrats have met the enemy of the people, you might say, and he is them. Now we'll see if the story all has to prove legs, or proves to have legs. But in the meantime, over at American Interest, Walter Russell Mead sums it up very well in a penetrating essay. Penetrating, ooh. That sounds like sexual harassment. Mead analyzes the obvious fault lines emerging within the Democratic coalition. The fracturing is being caused by the current OWS nonsense. The Great Recession itself and the fiscal crisis affecting federal and state budgets. The implications are obvious. We'll finish it up when we come back from this break.
honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Welcome back to a Friday installment of Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. Talking a little bit about some of the sins and the crimes of the Republican or the Democratic Party for a change and all the money that's being contributed to them. Money that I'm sure was acquired through dubious mannerisms. The implication to all this stuff is quite obvious. The rupturing of the uneasy alliance between Blue Wall Street and Blue America should be a primary objective of conservatives next year, not this ongoing childish bickering that Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs are trying to promulgate every couple of weeks up on the so-called debate stage. In politics, facts are bullets. The last 3 weeks have proven that the demagogue's narrative for election 2012 is nothing more than an exercise in cynicism. Might be worth telling every Democrat you know. But most of the Democrats I know are such diehard idiots that...
Oh, that's not true. That's just some conservative publication stretching the truth. They're not telling the whole story.
Oh, let's see. Gupta bent people over and did it Greek. Corzine did it. At least 1,000-some-odd people, they got Greeked. If you don't understand it, don't worry about it. There are some that do, okay? Markets were kind of interesting today. I guess everybody's calmed down about Greece and Italy and France, and the Dow Jones closed up 260 points to end their week at 12,154. Nice recovery, boys. NASDAQ up 54 points to end the week at 2679. S&P 500 up 24 at 1264. Global Dow currently up 47 at 1862. Gold had a great day, up $30 today, 1789. And oil? Oh, baby, oil would roar, baby, up $1.44 a barrel. Yes, sir, we just shy the magic $100 a barrel. Of course, that's for that West Texas crude stuff. That stuff's garbage. No, you want the Brent. Well, the Brent stuff's probably at about $126 a barrel. And that's the stuff that everybody buys, not that dirty stuff that comes out of Texas. You know, Bush's friends, Perry's friends, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of interesting new articles about gold and where the new investors are coming from. Gold Safe Harbor offers new means of escape. I'm finding this kind of an article on a reasonably mainstream publication. New gold bugs are the young and the restless. I thought all the young and the restless were running around the country protesting. Looks like Portland's about to get shut down. Drug overdoses, murders, defecation and urination in the street. Health issues now is going to be what they're going to excuse they're going to use to start shutting these bums down. Long overdue. Over the course of the last segment of this program, we're going to share with you something that I refer to as the tale of two or three blacks. We're talking about people of color who happen to be involved in the political world. Two exceedingly diverse stories about two fairly well-known black people in this country. No, not Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, not even Herman Cain, certainly not Obama. One of them happens to be an Obama minion, however. You ever heard of somebody called Jakarta Imani? Jakarta Imani, sworn in as the newest member of the Oakland Port Board of Commissioners Tuesday, October the 20th. 12 days before Occupy Oakland protesters marched to the Port of Oakland and effectively shut it down, the fifth largest containerized port in the United States. Who is Jakarta Imani? A friend and protege of Van Jones. Now, Van Jones should not be confused with the MGM movie star, Van Johnson, the 1940s and 1950s. No, this is Van Jones, a former czar of the Obama administration. Although there is a similarity, Van Johnson did a little bit of song and dance. Van Jones, that cat does a lot of song. Weeks before, thousands of occupiers disrupted maritime operations at the port, Imani articulated his vision for the area. Port redevelopment, a project long in the works, is going to be the biggest development in Oakland in my life. It's going to pull us out of poverty. Oh, yeah? My friends, that kind of utopian grandstanding helped get the Jones clone on the commission. But not before he encountered some roadblocks, setbacks. Imani's controversial confirmation followed a contentious debate among city council members who wanted Mayor Gene Kwan, a 60s Berkeley radical, by the way, to reappoint longtime Commissioner Margaret Gordon, a progressive activist praised by Oprah Winfrey for her work in bringing awareness to environmental racism. Gordon worked on building consensus among different Oakland interests. We'll tell you the rest of this story when we come back. Oprah Winfrey, huh? Why doesn't that surprise me?
Buy my book, please!
Monday. Ain't nobody's business if I do.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Leave it. It's hard to conceive it that you will turn away romance. Are you pretending? It looks like the ending, unless I can have one more chance to prove my life a wreck. My life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking.
Just before the break, we began talking about Van Jones' protege, one Jakata Imani. Now, if you don't recall Van Jones, do a little bit of Google search and homework on it, and believe me, it'll all come back. So Oprah Winfrey was supporting this Margaret Gordon, this progressive activist. Gordon worked on building consensus among different Oakland interests. Her willingness to compromise may have finally done her in. But Imani, the director of the Soros-funded Ella Baker Center for Human Rights, founded, by the way, by Van Jones, eventually prevailed, won in a 5-3 decision. Mayor Kwan, who was sworn in but a year ago, recommended Imani after the Ella Baker Center joined with other community organizations to develop a strong relationship between the city and the port. Van Jones, who headed the center from 1996 to 07, stated that he was excited that Jakata is the person taking the reins. I can't wait to see what he does with this new opportunity to shine and grow. Well, after Van Jones' departure, the Baker Center spread its tentacles into the Port of Oakland debate between small truckers' interests versus large union-backed trucking companies. Imani, vying for the commissioner's spot, turned his attention from environmental pollutants caused by diesel trucks transporting goods to and from the ports towards uniting the workers of the world. Uh-oh, we've heard that before. Jones' protege contended the dispute was really about workers being exploited. I know truck drivers are sleeping in their trucks. This is not the American dream, he said. If Imani's anti-capitalism dream talk sounds like Jones, it's because the two go way back. The new port commissioner joined the Ella Baker Center in the late 90s to organize for peace, justice, and opportunity for communities of color and low-income Californians. Imani boasted about his record before his confirmation. He said, I also co-founded and helped lead Oakland Rising, an alliance working to shift the electorate of Oakland to reflect the population of the city. We do more than talk the talk. We walk Oakland, organize Oakland, and fight for Oakland, he says. One of my most proud achievements at the Ella Baker Center is creating the Oakland Green Jobs Corps. Oops, wait a minute. Isn't that what Van Jones was brought to Washington, D.C. by his good friend Barack Obama to help do? Something to do with green jobs, etc. Until everybody found out what a socialist commie SOB he was, and the public outcry forced Van Jones to leave the Obama administration. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, they going to pass the nation's first green jobs. That legislation put $125 million in green job training programs across the country. He says, I helped pass dozens of bills in the California Capitol and forge relationship with the leadership of both houses at the state legislature. On October 26, 6 days after Imani was sworn in, he and Jones wrote a Huffington Post article chastising the Oakland Police Department for following the mayor's order to evict the occupiers the day before from Frank G. Ogawa Plaza. As two activists who have called Oakland home, we are appalled at the events of our city in the last 36 hours. Last night, the country joined us to watch in anguish as the Oakland Police Department, with backup from a dozen law enforcement agencies from around the region, used excessive levels of force against hundreds of mostly peaceful Occupy Oakland protesters. He goes on to say, in a city with a long and painful record of police violence, I don't recall ever hearing about police violence in Oakland, but okay, we'll give them the benefit of the doubt here. Imani goes on to state it's especially disturbing to witness scenes of women, children, the elderly, and the disabled under assault by rubber bullets and tear gas. In fact, Jones and Imani live and breathe for this type of violence, my friends. When Jones was a Yale law student interning in San Francisco during the Rodney King riots of 92, he acted as a legal monitor and was arrested, and after having spent a short time behind bars, Jones emerged triumphant. He says, I met all these young radical people of color. I mean, really radical, communists, anarchists. And it was like, man, this is what I need to be a part of. I spent the next 10 years of my life working with a lot of these people I met in jail, trying to be a revolutionary. Well, after his graduation from law school, Jones moved to San Francisco and became a self-avowed communist. His hatred for capitalism and cops inspired him to set up the Ella Baker Center, designed to take down both. By the late 90s, when Imani came on board, Jones was leading rallies in support of cop killers and depicting America as a piece of stolen land led by right-wing, war-hungry, oil-thirsty mother effers who got people of color playing servant to do that for them. 8 years later, when Jones handed the Baker Center over to Jakati Imani, Valerie Jarrett announced Jones was coming to Washington. Jarrett says, ooh, Van Jones, all right. So, Van Jones, we were so delighted to be able to recruit him into the White House. We were watching him. Really, he's not that old. For as long as he's been active out in Oakland and all the creative ideas he has. And so now we have captured that. And we have all that energy in the White House. Now, Jones didn't last very long out in the open. His communist roots began to show, and he was ushered out of the White House in the middle of the night a year after Jarrett's euphoric phrase. And now Jones has teamed up once again with Buddy Imani, black masked anarchist, Marxist, a vacillating radical mayor blaming capitalism, law enforcement for Oakland's troubles. In the Huffington Post article co-authored by Amani, Jones continues to war against a group and a system that have made him a very rich man. The police department and the mayor should apologize for an inexcusable use of excessive force, he said, and they should publicly commit to ending these tactics immediately. And finally, let us remember that the Occupy movement is what it's actually about. Regrettably, the city of Oakland's misstep last night, he said, shifted the focus to a police versus people narrative, distracting from the real problem, the big banks and corporations responsible for causing our economic crisis. My friends, the anti-American Imani and Jones have insinuated themselves into an American city with the help of some very powerful benefactors. Soros Open Society was financially underwriting the Ella Baker Center for Human Rights when Jones was in charge of that group. And as an integral part of the center for over a decade with its broad reach into the group, into the community, via myriad of neighborhood organizations, Amani's position as port commissioner was straight out of the left's radical rule book. The dockside shutdown of November the 2nd, coming so soon after Amani's confirmation, as well as his relationship with a known communist, does not bode well for Oakland. After one finance worker witnessed the fires and vandalism the last 27 days, he stated, Oakland is still a good city, but that fear factor, we need to get rid of it. Maybe Jones and Imani are the fear factor. That's the story of one black, or maybe that's two. The path that they've chosen to radicalize, to revolutionize, to cause and create havoc and unrest. And I wasn't going to tell that story until I came across another story today, written by Lloyd Marcus. You know Lloyd Marcus. He's basically the black voice of the Tea Party. Singer, songwriter. Gee, Republican. Ooh, happens to be a Christian. Lloyd says that a black website published one of my articles, and the black publisher asked his readers to forgive me for being a black member of the Republicans and review my article with an open mind. In response, Marcus says, a subscriber wrote, you can ask us to look past him being a Republican, but you can't ask us to look past his claim to be a Tea Party Christian. Grateful for an opportunity to enlighten indoctrinated blacks, Marcus says, I asked the website publisher to publicly post my reply to the ill-informed subscriber's comment. His commentary is as follows. Please do not think me rude or mean by stating the following truth. The subscriber's comment reflects an ignorance of the facts and history prevalent in black communities. Many blacks erroneously believe that the GOP consists of rich, racist white people. In reality, the GOP was founded to free blacks. Only 5 years after slavery, there were black congressmen, all Republicans. The KKK, Jim Crow laws, segregation, and denying blacks the right to vote were all birthed by Democrats. Even today, Marcus says, Democrats are still keeping blacks in their place, telling them they need lowered standards, affirmative action, special programs, and freebies, all in order to succeed. Democrats constantly send blacks the message they're just not as smart as whites. For example, Democrats say having to show ID when voting disenfranchises blacks. This is merely a tactic by which the Democrats implement voter fraud. However, in the process, they are saying blacks are too stupid to find their way to the Department of Motor Vehicles or other places to acquire the proper ID. This is just one example of numerous ways Democrats tell blacks they are inferior and need Democrats' help to succeed. Republicans, according to Marcus, deal with blacks respectfully, as equals. Democrats thrive on blacks believing themselves to be victims despite being blessed to be born in the greatest land of opportunity on the planet. Foreigners are trying to get America in cardboard boats held together with duct tape. They're trying to get to America in cardboard boats held together with duct tape. Democrats punish and hate blacks who compete with whites and succeed without Democrat-lowered standards and involvement. Well, sold is compassion and fairness. Democrat programs are always about making as many people as possible dependent on government to secure and buy votes. In the long run, all Democrat policies and programs hurt all people. There are black idiot knucklehead racists who want to believe a lie rather than the truth. Yes, I said black racists, Lloyd Marcus continues. And I reject and resent the satanic notion that because of slavery, blacks have a right to be racist. Racism is evil, period. Whether it comes from blacks or whites. If you disagree, it is fruitless to continue reading this article, he continued on with his diatribe. I will keep you in my prayers. Well, in reality, history confirms that the black community has been sleeping with the enemy for years by monolithically voting Democrat. Newsflash, black voters, the Democrats ain't your friends, baby. Every program which demeans and stifles blacks has come and continues to come from the Democrats. Republicans continue to be the party extremely supportive of black individuality, the party full of nurturers of black entrepreneurial success. Democrats still want to keep blacks on their plantation of needing government handouts, thus keeping blacks dependent on government, thus keeping blacks voting for Democrats who promise to give them stuff via more programs. And to make their scam work, Democrats also tell blacks that Republicans are burning the midnight oil, finding ways to keep them down. And thus, you blacks need us Democrats to keep evil, rich, white Republicans off your back. Nutshell, blacks are being played by the Democrats. Marcus goes on to say, so you can imagine my frustration and impatience with ignorant knuckleheads who trash me for being a Republican. I'm working to liberate my people, to ensure that they will be treated with dignity and respect, not as needy, inferior supplicants. And he says, when I became supervisor of my mostly white department at a TV station, rather than celebrating me and my achievement, my liberal and Democrat friends demeaned my achievement. They demeaned his achievement. By saying I got the job due to affirmative action. Wrong. I got the job because I proved myself most qualified, Marcus said. Now let's talk about the Tea Party, he said. Again, all you folks who think the Tea Party is racist are ignorant of the facts and just plain wrong. I'm sorry, but that is the gospel truth. You're being played by the Democrats and their liberal media buddies who also secretly think we blacks are inferior and need their help to succeed. As a singer and speaker, Lloyd Marcus has attended over 300 Tea Parties nationwide on 5 Tea Party Express national bus tours. He says, I've been warmly embraced by the mostly white audiences because we share a love for America and are opposed to socialism. These Tea Party folks are not opposing Obama's skin color. They're opposing his agenda. A congressional black caucus member actually said the white folks at the tea parties want to see blacks hanging from trees. Knowing what I know from my personal experience, the caucus member's statement is irresponsible, absurd, shameful, divisively evil, all about ginning up racial hate and securing votes for Obama. And that is despicable. Now, he says, I know some blacks who are stuck on stupid and hate who want to believe otherwise. So be it. All I ask is that before you write me off as an Uncle Tom traitor, check your facts. And quite frankly, I do not care what anyone thinks of me because I know I'm on the Lord's side. God bless. Lloyd Marcus. What a bit of difference between Van Jones and his ilk of the world. and Jakarta Imani. Jakarta Imani. What kind of name is this? Is this a revolutionary black American who took on a name that sounded like African? Guy's probably never been to Africa. And if he went there, he'd pretty soon find out the natives ain't got no use for him. Now, you can say that's racist, but that's reality. Simply amazing. The tale of two or three blacks. Stay with us. We'll be back with some closing comments for the weekend.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, RBN listeners. By now, most of you have started stocking up on gold and silver to get you through the upcoming economic crisis, and that's good. You're ahead of the crowd. But when the dollar finally fails, as every paper currency in the history of the world has failed, and silver and gold prices are worth hundreds or even tens of thousands of dollars an ounce, do you really expect to be able to easily trade them for basic essentials? With precious metals prices soaring, now may be the time to take a look at copper. For thousands of years, copper was used daily for bartering in the marketplace, and we're guessing we'll need it again, and very soon. Visit AOCScopper.com, the nation's largest private producer of copper medallions, and browse our huge selection. Stock up now while you still have time. That's AOCScopper.com, and use promo code RBN to receive free shipping. Don't get stuck without a practical way to trade. Visit AOCScopper.com and get prepared today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Interesting week, very long week, and I will be out for a few hours, and I'll get back in late tonight, and I will frankly get right back to work. I have had it For this time of the year, an inordinate number of requests and inquiries about our Golden IRA program. It's the program that allows you to take an existing IRA or an old 401k, and in one case this week, a TSP, a thrift savings plan from a retired federal government worker, and converting these into precious metals IRAs. It is an area that I have personally specialized in for two decades now. And if it's something that you are interested in looking into, I would invite you to go to my website, goldenira.net. All the IRAs that we do on the auspices of Republic Broadcasting Network and the clients of Republic Trading Group will be run through my firm, but it will be done on behalf of RBN. Reason being is that I have access to resources that RBN does not have, and that expands our abilities to get your IRA funded properly. Don't buy into all the IRA ads that you see on Fox News. I promise you what I know for a fact is that they're going to basically try to con you into proof gold American Eagle sets and individual coins. You're going to be facing, as a general rule, a 40 to 60% markup over and above spot, which is absolutely unacceptable. Look, you want proof American Eagle gold pieces, I can get them for you pretty darn cheap. But unfortunately, most of the people that have gone out and acquired them through their IRAs, let's just say they've been greeked. And I'm trying to be as polite as I can, but I realize for some of you, when I say that, you consider it to be quite guttural, tough. It's reality. You've got to be shook up once in a while to understand what's going on. So once again, if that's an area that you may have an interest in, or just you're kind of inquisitive about what it's all about, it's the only website in the country that is dedicated strictly to this program. And it's to precious metals IRAs. Once again, www.goldenira.net. And if you've got any questions, you can shoot me an email through there. The weekend's going to be a busy one. And I'll be flitting in and out of doing work as well as some personal things this weekend. But spend time with my granddaughters over the weekend. My eldest is coming over, and she's going to help me do some wiring and some work in the studio, and we'll get out of here and go have a little bit of fun and enjoyment too. I don't want her just coming over here to work, and frankly, I need to get away from work, get away from the studio, get away from the paperwork and all the stuff that I have to do, but I still have obligations. So you guys plan on having yourself a halfway decent weekend. Spend some time with the family. Go Packers. Let's go Cheeseheads. You guys take care of yourself until the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again. Without apology, I got to get in the shower and get out of here. See you Monday.
Got the lips that suit my taste. And your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you. I got you and all that jazz.